Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Monday, May 11th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. New outlook from Forrester, help to those reply all storms, Thunderbolt hack, and a guide to getting back to work. This is the Business of Tech. Forrester researchers Jay McBain has released a note indicating there is a 60% chance of a low-growth recovery extending into 2021. Also from that blog, in that scenario, 25% of channel partners will experience unrecoverable financial distress. Even in the most positive projection, which is a 30% probability, upward of 10% of providers will experience that unrecoverable financial distress. So why do we care? Unrecoverable financial distress. A nice way of saying out of business. In the editorial yesterday, I laid out my prediction of an L-shaped recovery. I did so before having parsed this report, which just reinforces that prediction. The data is pessimistic. My theme is still pragmatism. You need to hold the negative outlooks in your mind and deal with the reality of the situation, while at the same time being optimistic for an eventual outcome. That is quite difficult to do, and so the reinforcement of the message is part of its power. I've now done several longer pieces here on the podcast and the YouTube channel on this. I'll keep reporting on the data as it comes in. Microsoft is adding protection against reply all email storms to Office 365. In a feature rolled out online, the feature blocks all email threads with more than 5,000 recipients that have generated more than 10 reply all sequences within the last 60 minutes. So why do we care? Anyone in a large organization is going to breathe a sigh of relief, although 5,000 seems like a very large number, as does 10 replies. Then again, at least there is a cap to the problem. Feedback to Microsoft is important. They clearly have identified the problem, so if you think this is useful for your customers at different sizes, this is your opportunity to speak up. Reports are out from Dutch researchers about a flaw to Intel's Thunderbolt port that allows for physical hacking in a method called ThunderSpy. The technique bypasses the login screen of a sleeping or locked computer, including its hard drive encryption, gaining full access on Windows or Linux PCs. This flaw is unpatchable. Intel then confirmed the flaw and has indicated that the attack has not been successfully demonstrated on systems with kernel DMA protection. Why do we care? This is interesting technically. But a basic idea of security remains that if someone has physical access to a machine, they have already won. This is about awareness. As services companies, it's important to be knowledgeable of these flaws, so I include it for exactly that reason. A group led by venture firm Madrona Venture Group has compiled a toolkit for reopening the office and getting back to work. The guide includes broad information about office space, such as physical space and employees, as well as research such as where to buy personal protective equipment. For small businesses, this is a great starting point. You can get it at backtoworktoolkit.com. Why do we care? For many, building this kind of resource may be out of reach. This will help companies and their customers get what they need. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us at mspradio.com, your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you like what you hear, you can share the content, and you can support the show at patreon.com/mspradio, getting additional insights, upcoming Q&A sessions, and continue to support the production of The Business of Tech. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.